Char White is a young playwright who's just beginning to get recognized. He's written 7 plays, but his Broadway debut was just 2 years ago. The Other Place was produced at the Manhattan Theater Club with Chicago actress Laurie Metcalf in the central role of a forceful businesswoman and research scientist. That play is coming to Cincinnati for the first time, receiving its regional premiere this week at Ensemble Theater. With me in the studio this evening is Cincinnati actress Regina Pugh, who is playing Juliana Smithton, a seemingly no-nonsense drug company scientist who yearns to return to a Cape Cod beach house, the other place of the show's title, where some significant moments of her life have unfolded. It's good to see you, Regina.
It's good to see you, Rick. Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you here for a conversation. I love having these conversations because I see actors on stage all the time and don't always get to talk with them, so it's a nice opportunity to have that. Can you tell us a little bit more about The Other Place? It is a show that I think, based on a couple of reviews that I've read and the script, that people said when it starts, you feel disoriented, which is a little the way Juliana feels. Can you talk a little bit about that feeling of disorientation?
Well, I imagine the experience as an audience member can be one of disorientation because the play begins with her speaking directly to the audience, and you very much trust what she has to say. She's very put together. She's very sure of herself. And then it starts to travel in and out of other scenes very quickly and very sharply. And I think it'll probably take a little bit of time to just sort of get used to that structure. And once you're used to it, it's probably a little bit like being on a roller coaster. You're not quite sure what the next turn's going to be, but the next turn is thrilling.
Yeah. Well, as you say, she initially comes across as quite put together, but she becomes a little unhinged as we go through the conversation and the action of the show.
Yes, seemingly so. And you never really quite know, I think, as an audience member, when she is very trustworthy and when you might not be quite sure of what she's saying. I think this play is very much told through her voice and her eyes and her experience. And as humans in everyday life, when you're speaking with someone, you're getting their viewpoint, their experience. And if they tell it to you, if they know what they're saying, you pretty much trust it. But we all have different viewpoints.
She is what we call in the world of literature an unreliable narrator, someone who you never quite know. And in fact, the twists and turns of the show, there are a few, we'll call them red herrings, I guess, where mm-hmm. you go thinking, oh, now I've got this sorted out. But no, you probably don't. So it's a very interesting piece to watch. Let's talk for a moment. There are 3 other actors in this with you, mm-hmm. 3 other actors who I think Cincinnati theatergoers will recognize. Let's talk a little bit about who they are and what roles they are playing.
Well, I'm very fortunate, again, to have Michael Bath playing my spouse on stage. I think this is the 4th time. I kind of joke that we're going to accidentally find ourselves common law married after a while, and then what will we do? But
not after the way you treat him in this show, I don't think.
No, probably not. But he is a joy to work with and explore plays with.
And so he plays the sort of put-upon husband who's trying to deal with Juliana.
Yes, and his character, who is the husband, and the woman that I play, Juliana, are the 2 characters in the script that we see consistently be the same person. And then the 2 other performers, who are simply listed as the man and the woman, take on a variety of other roles in Juliana's experience. And, of course, those are played by 2 wonderful actors who Cincinnati theater audiences will usually see at the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company, Billy Chase and Kelly Menglecook. They have the role of very quickly jumping between a variety of people and playing throughout time and place and even imagination sometimes. Yes. Juliana's other people in her life.
Yes, it's not a straight chronological line that we follow in this story, is it?
No, and I think that's one of the joys of playing it and I hope experiencing it from the audience side as well.
Could you talk a little bit about what drew you to this show and this particular role? Why did this appeal to you?
to be honest. The first thing that drew me to him when I picked it up is I said, I think I could play this. As an actor, you're always kind of looking for those things that fit you. And I was very interested in this piece, not only because she's a woman who's close to my age, and I think I could believably portray her, but there was this great challenge in this piece, not just because the sheer amount of text that there is, and I've
This character is pretty much on stage constantly.
Yes, and I've kind of jokingly referred to her as sort of a female Lear. No, I don't think it's quite that extent, but...
Well, it's not as long as Lear.
It's not as long as Lear, but it is certainly a wonderful, wonderful challenge for an actor. And one of the things that I'm enjoying in exploring her is that she is a very, very, very intelligent, high-powered, put-together woman. And I think it would be very easy for her to come across on stage as very one-dimensional. And I'm enjoying finding and exploring the reasons why the other people in her life love her. What are those parts of her personality and her character that make her and have made her in her life a good wife and a good friend and a good business person? So finding the multi-dimensional facets of her character have been an interesting thing to explore throughout the rehearsal process.
She's not nearly the intimidating character who we might get from the first scene or two.
Right.
We peel away some levels and learn a great deal more about
her.
Right,
and I think that's interesting. You know, we do tend to make very quick judgments about people based on what they do, what kind of work they do, and just in first impressions. And then it's one of the great things about watching this play is you do see those layers peel away and you get to know more about her.
It's being directed by Lynn Myers, who is Ensemble's artistic director, who I think has an uncanny sense about plays that are going to resonate with ETC's audiences. Mm-hmm. And this strikes me as another one that, well, people aren't going to know this title probably,
right. But
I think when they see it, they're going to really respond to it. Do you agree with
that? I think so. I think it's a wonderful piece of theater for Ensemble. I think it fits very well in their space. I think it will speak very well to their audience that is used to seeing the type of work that they do. And I'll say I think it's the cast that she's put together is a great fit for the script.
I am glad to see your stage husband, Michael Bath, in this because we see him, I'm going to say, somewhat more frequently in comic roles.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in real life, he can be one darn funny guy. A rehearsal with him must be an interesting experience.
You know, it is.
But he is also quite a magnificent, serious actor.
Yes, he is.
And I'm sure that's what is being drawn upon for this particular role. And because you, Juliana, and Ian have so much interaction with one another, that must be another great opportunity for you.
Yes, it's great to work with him on this. And as you're saying, it's a really challenging role that he has because it is through that character's eyes that we see that this woman does have a lovable side. They've been married for a while, and I'm sure that there are many points in the experience of watching it where audience members will say, why is he still with her? Mm-hmm. Why are they still together?
Mm-hmm. And yet there are moments of humor and affection between them, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I think as you watch it, you start to understand what their relationship is and see that there is a very, very deep love there.
For those of you listening, if you want to see that very deep love that is there between them, you will have the opportunity to do so. The Other Place will be presented by Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati starting on Wednesday this week, and you'll find it on stage at ETC's facility in Over the Rhine through February the 15th. For more information about the theater and to make reservations for this show, look for a link at wvxu.org. My guest this evening has been Regina Pugh, about to open in the psychological mystery, The Other Place, at Ensemble Theater. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Rick. Thank you.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Thank you.